This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we were scheduled to visit with a gentleman who we haven't had on the air for quite some time. I happened to notice that he just celebrated an anniversary at Hemmings Motor News, and so I got in touch with him, and hopefully he will be joining us in this hour of the broadcast. He's been with Hemmings Motor News for 21 years. He is the executive editor, and his name is Richard Lentinello. At one time, he used to be quite a regular contributor here on the show, but then we got busy with all the car company stuff and everything else, and it's just been too long since we've had Richard on the air. Telephone-wise, if you would like to communicate with us, it's toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Dan Watson will be joining us with a little Oil 101. He's the gentleman that is a certified lubrication specialist for over 25 years and one of the largest distributors of AMSOIL in all of North America. And we've got some other surprises for you as well. Telephone-wise, once again, it's 855-660-4261. And email-wise, bob@autoworldradio.com. Coming up in January, after the first of the year, we'll see a number of important events in the new car world. There'll be the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, in which a number of the car companies will be exhibiting. And over the last few years, a lot of the car companies have used that venue instead of the Detroit Auto Show to do some big announcements. So I expect some big technological announcements from the car companies, maybe the debut of an all-electric vehicle from a new manufacturer. And then normally we put things aside and run over to Detroit for the Detroit, better known as the North American International Auto Show. But for the first time in its history, it has been postponed. They are not going to compete anymore with the Consumer Electronics Show, so they decided to put the Detroit Auto Show at a much better time of the year, weather-wise, in Detroit, Michigan, since it usually always snows and it always is really take your breath away cold during the media days. But you're going to do it in June, so that's a big shakeup in the world of North American auto shows. We've already had Los Angeles to kick off the year. The next one on the agenda officially is Chicago, which tends to be somewhat of a truck show and tends to be in the past, but we've always had Detroit in there, not a very big important show, but we'll see if Chicago picks up some of the debuts that would have been shown at a normal Detroit January show. When we move into the spring months, we'll have just before Easter the New York International Auto Show, which is becoming bigger and bigger. New York, of course, being the media capital of this country, is just chock full of representatives to cover the show. They don't have as many international journalists joining the show like they do in Detroit, but lots of the domestic coverage, and therefore a lot of the car companies have used New York for their primary show to do both North American as well as world debuts. And then coming up in June, we'll have the Detroit Auto Show, and that's going to be quite a nice change for all of us journalists who have been going to Detroit for more than 20 plus years myself, and usually it's a freezing affair, and usually it's a bit of a rush act as we go out to Las Vegas to get the best news there, the big news there, and then sometimes fly in the overnight, landing in Detroit and hitting the ground running. But no more of that. Detroit has decided they're not going to be direct competition to the Consumer Electronics Show. Let the Consumer Electronics Show have all the glory in January, and we'll come back to you in the month of June. And reportedly, it's going to be tied into some other events. Of course, Detroit has a number of automobile races, including a Formula One race, which normally happens during the month of June. And there had been some rumors that somehow that show was going to be integrated as part of the days of the media show days of Detroit. But Detroit is a huge show for visitors. I mean, every year after year, they break records. A record number of people coming out during the month of January in the snow from the Michigan area as well as from the surrounding states. I know lots of people drive there from Chicago, and lots of folks come in from Indiana as well. It's a big show. It's just something different for 2020 being held in the month of June. Telephone-wise, once again, our telephone number is 855-660-4261. I'm going to throw out a trivia question, see if I can test your automotive trivia knowledge. Next week at this time, we'll be joined by the president of the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy, and he's the gentleman that gives out the trivia prizes here on the show. So let me throw out a question right now, and the question is about a vehicle known as the Prism. Who gave us the Prism? What auto manufacturer gave us the Prism back in the 1990s? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, or you can always email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com. Whoever gets the answer to the question first is going to be the lucky person who's going to get a prize, courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. So you know it's going to be something cool, and it's a pretty easy question. The Prism. Who was the manufacturer of the Prism? I'll give you a hint in telling you that this manufacturer is no longer in business here in North America or in any place else in the world, but it was a short-lived brand, and it was a combination of efforts between a couple of different car manufacturers. That's all I can tell you without giving away too much information, but that should be enough to get wheels turning. Who gave us the Prism? Which automobile manufacturer gave us the Prism? Once again,
car you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury.
Mercury, there's is a brand that's no longer around. There have been many brands that have gone away over the last 10 years or so, and one of them is the maker of the vehicle that is the trivia question at the moment. The question is about a vehicle that was known as the Prism. That was the name of the model. And who was the brand that brought us the Prism? As I said a little bit earlier, this brand is no longer in existence, and you can take some guesses. I won't give you too many hints. We'll keep it out there a little bit longer and have you folks continue to email me at bob@autoworldradio.com. And also, you can continue to call in at 855-660-4261. Looks like Richard Lentinello is paying me back for all those years of not having him on. He used to be on quite a bit, and then I put him on the shelf, and now he's got me on the shelf. But hopefully, Richard will call in during the hour. If not, we will get him back. Are you familiar with Hemmings Motor News? Hemmings Motor News has been around a long time, and it's based in Vermont. Although I noticed that Richard's address had him in Florida. So I'm wondering if he's allowed now to work out of Florida and still be the executive editor of Hemmings in Vermont. I know that's what he does. I don't know, maybe he's got two places. Maybe he's got a place for the winter in Florida and a place in Vermont the rest of the year. There's a story behind the story, and we'll get the answer from Richard himself when he joins us, whether it be this week or next. Well, there are some funky things in the news, including an interesting one, and it's about a vehicle getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Have you ever been out to Hollywood and seen the Walk of Fame? Well, to be honest with you, I never thought in my life that I would ever see it, but because of Motor Trend hiring me to be their radio host, I spent a good 10 years going back and forth between my hometown of Boston and the Beverly Hills area of California, because the Motor Trend office was literally about 75 to 100 feet on the other side of Beverly Hills. It was basically look out the window, it's Beverly Hills, but we're in Los Angeles proper on Wilshire Boulevard. So I get a chance to hang around that neck of the woods, and many a time I walked the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and of course there's the famous Chinese movie theater, which is associated with the Walk of Fame as well. But primarily, the Walk of Fame is devoted to Hollywood, to movie stars, to actors from the motion picture world, to actors from television. There's also a great number of musicians that have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Going into that last break, we play Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and he has a star, and the band has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, as Bob just wrapped up what may be his final tour. It was called the final tour. My friend Alto Reed, who's the saxophonist, and Alto can play a whole slew of instruments and really is kind of like a lead guitarist, except he plays the saxophone and just is a tremendous performer. But Bob has told everybody that this is it. There will be no more tours. He's going to continue to record and release material. And thank God for that, because he certainly is not only a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he also is a member of the Songwriter Hall of Fame, and he's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for himself and his band known as the Silver Bullet Band. But a vehicle got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and immediately I thought, well, Who could it be? The logical ones would be iconic vehicles, vehicles that have been around for a long time. Well, believe it or not, this vehicle has been around for a long time, but many people don't normally think of it when they think of vehicles that have been around for quite some time. When I say vehicles that have been around quite some time, let's talk about the Chevrolet Corvette, which debuted for model year 1953. So there have been over 60 years of Corvettes. The Ford Thunderbird, unfortunately, has gone away. It made its debut also in the 1950s and had quite a good run, and then they put it on the shelf, and then they brought it back in two-seater form, emulating the original prescription for the Thunderbird. I know a woman who goes to the same church that I do from time to time, who her husband had this red early 2002 or so T-Bird, and it looks spectacular. It really does, the way this lady has it. And the vehicle was designed by Jay Mays, who became a friend of mine. He was the chief global design person for the Ford Motor Company for many years before hanging his hat up at a much too early of an age. I don't think Jay was even 60 years old when he decided to retire, and I expected him to resurface with either his own company or with another manufacturer, and I wouldn't be surprised with the dawn of many of these new startup electric vehicle companies that we may see the return of a designer like Jay Mays, because all you have to do is look at Henrik Fisker. He's a gentleman who designed a number of exotic vehicles for both Jaguar as well as Aston Martin. He's probably best known for his work for Aston Martin. And he went on to found his own car company with a lot of help from government money and subsidies. The vehicle was called Fisker, and they had a vehicle called the Karma, and that vehicle is actually still sold today, but Henrik has long gone out of business, and now he's got another car company. But I noticed there are a couple of pretty well-known designers. The gentleman who was the designer of the rather unusual Tesla Cybertruck is actually a gentleman who has a lot of good design history with a number of manufacturers, including BMW and Mazda. But we'll throw that out there as a second trivia question. Just in the last few days, a vehicle got the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What vehicle do you think was honored? 855-660-4261, or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court on Friday blocked the Trump administration from restarting federal executions next week after a 16-year break. The justices denied the administration's plea to undo a lower court ruling in favor of inmates who had been given execution dates. The first of those had been set for Monday, with a second set for Friday. Attorney General William Barr announced during the summer that federal executions would resume using phenobarbital to put inmates to death. Federal executions are now likely to remain on hold for at least several months while the appeals court in Washington undertakes a full investigation. The state of New York is moving ahead with a law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 statewide on New Year's Eve. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director said several studies show New York's gradual increase in the minimum wage has not caused a loss in jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
No question about it, we love talking about fine machines here on Auto World. I am excited about the upcoming Mecum auction, which is coming to my neck of the woods, since I'm down here in Florida for the last few years, and hopefully we'll get back to the Boston area sometime in the not too distant future. I'm looking forward to that, getting back with my buddies at the New England Motorcraft Association, and getting myself back into press cars on a regular basis, because that's what I had for more than 20 years, and unfortunately down here in Florida, went a little sideways with that, but we're keeping on, keeping on, and we got a couple of interesting questions out there. One about a brand that has gone away and no longer selling vehicles. It's the brand that I'm looking for. They had a vehicle known as the Prism, and I've gotten a number of email guesses here, so let me go through some of the email guesses. Kia. No, it was not a Kia. Remember, this is a brand that went away. Here's one that went away. Oldsmobile. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Oldsmobile. But that was a good guess, and that's a brand that's gone away. Hummer. Another excellent guess. Another one of the General Motors brands that went away when the General Motors corporation went bankrupt and had to reorganize, and they did away with a number of brands, including this one, the maker of the Prism. So I just gave you a big hint there that this company owns a number of brands still, but back in the 1990s they had a whole slew of them. So I kind of gave it away, but we'll see if anybody gets it in the next 2 or 3 minutes, and then I'll give it out. Meanwhile, I got another question out there. What's the first car that got its own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? You know, everybody's there, from Clark Gable to Mickey Mouse. There are thousands of stars embedded in concrete, honoring some of the movie industry's most famous celebrities. And it's the first time that they've done it for a vehicle. And now they're doing it for this vehicle. Anybody want to take a guess before I tell you the answer? Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you're listening to us on tape delay, which is the case with most of my affiliate stations this day and age, most folks are hearing me at a later time than our live broadcast, that's fine. We love hearing you taking the show from us at any time, and tape delaying it, that there's no problem with that whatsoever, and the more the merrier. So by all means, you can still participate via email to me. Just send your guesses to bob@autoworldradio.com, and when you get an idea for this vehicle that has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and you shoot me the correct answer, and you're on a station that's taking us on tape delay, you too are going to get a prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Well, first let's do the initial question, and that was about the makers of a vehicle known as the Prism. Does anybody out there remember a brand called Geo? G-E-O. This was a small collaboration between General Motors and a couple of different car companies. Toyota, they actually did a car that was badged the Prism, but it was actually a Toyota Corolla. And the vehicle was built in a special factory, a joint factory in California, that is now owned by, I believe, Tesla. Somebody's got it. One of the electric automakers has bought up that old factory. But Geo, stop and think about all those General Motors brands that are no more. We have no more Oldsmobile. We have no more Pontiac. We have no more Saturn. We have no more Hummer. We have no more Geo. What are we left with? We still have Chevrolet. That we do. We still have Cadillac. That we do. What other brands do we have from General Motors? We do not have Pontiac, and many people are upset about that. But what other brands do we have from General Motors this day and age? I'm leaving one big one out there, and it's one that many people thought should have went away, but it didn't go away. And the reason why it didn't go away is because they sell a ton of these vehicles in China. It is one of the best-selling brands in China, and it's a General Motors company. Ha, you're scratching your head now. It's Buick. Yes, believe it or not, Buick is one of the hottest brands in China. Evidently, one of the Chinese communist dictators, basically emperors, whatever you want to call them, he had a Buick as a limousine, and all the people in China thought, ooh, he's got a Buick, that must be like the equivalent what you and I would think of with a company like Rolls-Royce or Bentley, a limousine-like ride. So when General Motors went to the Chinese government as well as the Chinese business industry, they said, we're going to bring over Cadillacs, and we're going to bring over all kinds of great cars. And they said, no, we want good cars. We want Buicks. So that's the story behind the story of how Buick got its footprint in China and how it survived the axe that so many of the other brands. Personally, I hated to see Pontiac go away. That was one hard for me to see go away. Oldsmobile was another one. But when you stop and look at some of the other brands, Fiat Chrysler automobiles these days is pared down from what it once was when it was under the ownership of Daimler-Benz. At that point, they had the brand Plymouth. It was Plymouth and Dodge were around for years, and eventually we got rid of Plymouth. Ford Motor Company has gotten rid of a couple of brands over the years. Of course, we go way back in automotive history and think about the failed brand called the Edsel, which was named for Henry Ford's son, Edsel Ford, who at one time was president of the Ford Motor Company. It was a vehicle that had a lot of innovative features, but it had a somewhat of a funky design, and it had a poor marketing plan, and it rolled out to a big fat mess. So they ended up getting rid of the Edsel brand. But Mercury is another brand. Interestingly enough, there are a number of songs written about Mercury vehicles, but Mercury is no longer with us. But I digress, as I am trying to get you to get this one here about the vehicle with the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. When we come back after this break, I am going to tell you the vehicle. It is made an estimated 1,750 appearances in films and TV shows over the last 67 years. Which vehicle am I talking about? Give us a call. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Richard Lentinello, the executive editor of Hemmings Motor News, was supposed to be with us in this hour. He's executive editor, but unfortunately Richard is probably out driving some old vehicle right now. I don't know if he's driving it around Vermont or he's driving it around Florida, or maybe he's traveling someplace. But nevertheless, we will reschedule Richard Lentinello. He's a good guy and a true blue automotive journalist and really knows his old car stuff. But we'll get him on another appearance here on Auto World. But right now, I'm going to tell you the vehicle. This is the first time that a vehicle has been honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the reason why they're giving this star, they gave the star already to this vehicle, is because it has one of the longest and most active careers in Hollywood history. But if you had to ask me to name a particular movie or a particular television show which featured this vehicle, I can't think of one. But they say it's appeared in an estimated 1,750 appearances in films and TV shows over the last 67 years. We've had a lot of guesses, including some great ones, ones that do belong, in my opinion. If we're going to start honoring icons, I believe the Corvette should have one. My great producer thinks the 911 should have one from Porsche, also been around more than 60 years and pretty much looks like the same vehicle, except it's 100% new every time it comes out. It just happens to look the same as the previous one, but those Porsche 911s are absolutely nothing like the original Porsche 911s. Even the Porsche 911s from the previous generation are nothing like the Porsche 911s of the current generation. But who got their famous star alongside Clark Gable in Mickey Mouse, to name a couple? Drum roll, please. Looks like we're out of drums, so here comes the answer. With the first star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, we congratulate the Chevrolet Suburban for logging 1,750 appearances in films and TV shows over the last 67 years. Now, a lot of people don't realize, number one, that the Suburban has been around that long. I find it hard to believe. It's not a vehicle that comes to mind when you stop and think. But let me see. The list of credits include films like The Brave One. I don't know that one. Various Transformers flicks. Another movie or TV show called Yuli's Gold. It also had an appearance in Pixar's Car movie. Well, that would make sense. But the Suburban falls back on supporting roles, appearing in 30 films that have been nominated for Academy Awards over the decades. So can you think, can you give me one or two or three? What television show or movie featured the Suburban? What about the HBO show The Sopranos? There were lots of folks in that line of work that like that vehicle. I wonder if one of the members of the cast of The Sopranos perhaps drove a Chevy Suburban. One of the great automotive journalists. Matter of fact, they used to call him the dean of all the automotive journalists. One of my personal professional heroes, the late David E. Davis Jr., founder of Automobile Magazine, former editor-in-chief of Car and Driver Magazine, the man who made Car and Driver Magazine, and later went on to become a personal friend of yours truly, before passing away, unfortunately, from some complications of bladder cancer. And it's going to be 4 or 5 years now, but I miss David E. I miss seeing him. I miss having him on the radio. His son, Matt, is also in the car business, no longer a journalist, now working. He crossed over and worked for Infiniti for a while. Then he was working for Nissan for a while. Now I've lost track of who he's working for. One of these electric startup companies, I believe. But David E. Davis Jr. loved the Suburban. And here's a man that drove everything from Rolls Royces to Porsches to Ferraris to Lamborghinis. Here's a man that was an encyclopedia of automotive knowledge. And yet his personal choice for a vehicle, when he put his own money down, was a Chevy Suburban. Because he loved hunting, and he loved taking his dogs, and he loved going into the Michigan forests, and he loved the outdoors, and he loved his Suburban. Well, I don't know where it's located specifically on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We'll have to see if we can find out the exact location. It made its first appearance in a movie as a Chevrolet in 1934 as a 1935 model year entry. In fact, the Suburban name previously had been used by several other automakers, Chevrolet initially dubbing the Suburban Carryall for several years. So how do you like that? Even I'm learning something here today. So we got the Chevrolet Suburban with a walk on the Hollywood star, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And we've got the fact that Chevrolet didn't own the rights to the name Suburban when it debuted more than 60 years ago. For a few years, they called it the Suburban Carryall. That is very interesting indeed. On a more serious note, are you folks into taking Uber or what's the other one, Lyft? I've done it. I'm guilty as charged, and my experience has been positive. But there's a disturbing story. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But Uber is reporting 3,000 sexual assaults during rides in 2018. So what's going on here? Are they not screening the drivers? That's right, Uber has revealed more than 3,000 sexual assaults were reported during its 1.3 billion, that's right, with a B, billion U.S. rides last year, including 235 rapes. Those reports include incidents where riders and drivers were attacked. So how do you like that? So you could be the Uber driver. You could be some young lady driving an Uber and you get attacked during one of your rides. But this is not good. And they are designing to improve in-car safety. That's an awful lot of assaults. I don't think if you put together all the taxis in all of North America, and there are hundreds of thousands of those going, and there are millions or billions of taxi rides, probably billions, just like Uber. And I got to believe that there were not 3,000 sexual assaults during taxi rides in 2008. But in Uber rides, and they're the ones reporting this, 3,000 sexual assaults during Uber rides in 2018. The wheels have come off the bus. And again, this affects both riders as well as drivers being attacked. Well, we'll leave it on that sad note, but let's all congratulate, drink a toast to the Chevrolet Suburban, the first vehicle with its star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Auto World should have a star on the Walk of Fame. That's what I think. I'm Bob Long. Thanks so much for joining me.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.